Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
What if I told you, Tim, that building inspection can be done so much faster with the help of AI?
Well, AI will be changing our lives, I think. And I'm so glad that, you know, when we were young, these are the things that were stuff of future, right? And
now in the movies.
Yeah, now we're in the future.
Yeah.
We're seeing it happen.
Well, believe it or not, this company called WaveScan, which is an A-star spin-off specializing in the research and development of disruptive beam-forming electromagnetics-based smart sensor systems. Basically, it's all part of advanced AI algorithms with a solution to building inspections.
Very interesting, because their solution provides an end-to-end AI-enabled asset inspection addressing specific needs for the built environment sector.
Yeah. And WaveScan has applied their solution for building inspection. Their technology has also been applied to the likes of non-destructive testing during the manufacturing and maintenance process for aircrafts, as well as oil pipeline inspections.
And just recently, WaveScan also was the winner of the inaugural SMU Chancellor Cup. The SMU Chancellor Cup, of course, is a recognition of the most promising Singapore team representing a local university in the competition.
Wow, this is going to be an interesting conversation. On the line with us this morning is Dr. Kush Agarwal, who is the CEO and founder of WaveScan. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're very excited to talk to you about WaveScan. Tell us a little bit about it and, you know, when was it founded? How did this come about?
So at WaveScan, we are developing the see-through imaging technology that is applied for structural inspections of building and infrastructures besides other assets. And as we were mentioning earlier, early stage detection of defects is critical for maintaining a healthy and resilient infrastructure. And we are aiming to disrupt this laid-back sector by our innovative sensor technology. For the startup, we founded the company 2 years back in of 2018, and the background technology was being developed in Eastern for almost a decade before we spun it off. And since then, we have advanced our technology to pre-product stage, where it is currently being tested through pilot projects with large corporates.
Doctor, WaveScan solution is a paradigm shift, or designed at least as a paradigm shift in inspection practices in the local built environment. So can you tell us more about the solution and specifically what issues it is trying to solve?
So today the built environment sector in general uses traditional contact-based scanning technology where humans have to touch them physically on the wall and the surface and collect the data manually. And this is a very time-consuming, tedious, and costly process which has been inhibiting the proactive inspections or adoption of technologies. So at WaveScan, what we have done is we have developed a fully contactless sensor technology that integrates into robotics as well as drones to automate these structural inspection processes. And through this entire end-to-end digitalization and automation, we achieve high accuracy, and we are also working on AI algorithms towards full-scale data-driven asset maintenance.
So, Dr. Kush, I mean, the way you describe, am I imagining, or if I were to imagine one of these inspections, it would really be like a drone flying and sort of scanning, say, the oil pipelines, for example. It sounds like something out of a movie.
So, believe it or not, but the drone-based inspections are already being used in Singapore, where some startup companies are using visual inspections for building facades and other assets. And they are currently testing out the technology. And I think in a near future, around 6 months to a year, you would see these scanners in the field being tested commercially.
Wow. Just how much time does it save, though?
So it's both a matter of time as well as accuracy. In terms of time, we are collecting the data probably 5 to 6 times faster than the current scanner in the market.
Doctor, let's talk about other potential for this technology and other uses, that is. How else can this help other sectors, perhaps manufacturing, or as we mentioned earlier, for aircraft inspection, even oil and pipeline inspections?
So besides infrastructure, which is our mainstream sector, we have been testing the technology for infrastructure composites. So today, aircrafts coming from Boeing and Airbus has nearly 80% of aircrafts made up of composites. And given that our imaging technology can see through these structures in a multi-layered fashion, we can do anywhere between centimeter to sub-millimeter accuracy kind of defects for quality assurance, quality checks of these composites during manufacturing.
Right, right. Dr. Kush, if you don't mind, I want to water it down a bit and simplify it in terms of how else this technology can be used. For example, like Tim here, he runs an FMB business. If it's a case of, I don't know, safety inspections, can it be used on that sort of scale?
In terms of safety inspections, we can identify the heartbeat as well as the perspiration breathing rate of human beings as well remotely by using this sensor technology using a concept called Doppler effect.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you could use it, for example, monitoring, and I'm just thinking, I'm imagining here, Dr. Kush, if you could help me out. Say, firemen, if, I mean, they go into a building that's burned down or something, or burning down, this could enhance the safety issues of the people involved trying to put out the fire?
Yes, so we are actually working with one of the partners in UK where we are identifying for inspection of fire barriers in buildings. And at the same time, even for rescue missions and all of that, it can be used to localize and understand the condition of the humans trapped inside the building.
Very interesting, though, Doctor. How do you understand the human behavior then of this, what you just mentioned?
So compared to the other materials or structures around the humans, we can identify the change in wavelength or frequency, which directly correlates to the signature associated with human heart rate or any physical movement of the body. And using those parameters, we can identify the presence of humans or even in some ways gesture of human beings.
Okay, Dr. Kush, and just for fun, really, this is just a fun question. So you know the giant container ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal, could Wavescan have done something about that? I mean, could they have helped in terms of while they were trying to remove the ship? Could they have played a part?
Probably we cannot do underwater scanning, but right. At the same time, we can help out in terms of any structural issues with the ship that may have been part of that entire process of the ship getting stuck in Suez Canal.
Wow, that's interesting. Just a couple more questions, Dr. Kush. I wanted to ask you about the 10th edition of the Lee Kuan Yew Global Business Plan competition. Wavescan, of course, came out on top. I mean, how important is winning this inaugural SMU Chancellor's Cup to you?
So, as a startup founder, winning this SMU Chancellor Cup is a strong validation from the startup ecosystem. And in Singapore, at least for us, the deep tech ecosystem is just building up. And to convert these trailblazing ideas, what we are doing through science research, we need all the support possible from the right investors and corporates. So, through this Lee Kuan Yew Global Business Plan Challenge, we were able to incite that interest as well as global visibility coming from international corporates and venture capital firms from this ecosystem as well.
Dr. Agarwal, one last thing. What about the future for Wavescan? What do you have in the pipeline?
So we are currently in the process of commercial launch, product launch for this quarter. And this will enable us to start shipping these scanning technology overseas as well. And at the same time, we have also secured some commercial traction and client projects in UK and Japan. So this will also help us in terms of overseas market entry. And back here at home in Singapore, we are starting full-scale testbedding on operationalization of this technology with a few large residential and commercial building owners.
Well, it all sounds really interesting, Dr. Kush, and wow, I can imagine how this is really going to be a part of the future. We've been speaking with Dr. Kush Agarwal, who is the CEO and founder of Wavescan. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you, guys. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.